All right. Welcome. Wow. This is sad. This is really sad.
Hey, hey, UNICEF!
Hey, hey, Christy!
Oh, come on, we could do better than that. Hey, hey, UNICEF!
Hey, hey, Christy!
Okay, just a little note before we start. Sign-up sheets will be passing out. Other than that, let's begin. Okay. So last week we did an activity called Photo of the Week, and if you guys weren't here that week, we'll be doing this every week from now on. Basically, Photo of the Week is when we show a picture, and in groups, you guys discuss on what you guys notice or observe in the picture. And usually it relates to our theme of the month and overall UNICEF.
One minute to interpret this picture in your groups, and we'll discuss about it
afterwards.
What do you think this picture is?
Is it on? Okay, so discuss in groups. You guys take about 30 seconds to note what you guys notice about this picture, and we'll get back to you. Yeah, 10 seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Okay.
Okay, now we will explain the picture. Please listen to the explanation because we will have a trivia question at the end and you guys can win a prize if you answer the question correctly. So the picture represents the military escalation in northern Syria. Wait, can everyone be quiet in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, thank you. Okay, so the picture includes a little girl in a camp where about 70,000 people live currently, and 90% of those people include women and children. And the military escalation was caused because people were being displaced into camps if they were presumed to be ISIL fighters, which is an extremist group. And this disregards the children's rights of protection and safety because they are being moved out of their homes.
Can we get Fung to talk about her book drive event?
Hey, hey, UNICEF. So for the month of October, to highlight education, an essential right, we're doing a UNICEF book drive. So every 3 books you donate will be equal to 1 act. You can bring them in a little bag and put like a post-it note with your name, grade, and student ID. So this is going to be running throughout the month of October, and it's going to be ending November 1st. It's a really easy way to both get acts and make an impact on children's lives. Because like, even though we're all going to school and we get to go to school for free, and we have an unlimited access to books via on the internet or at our library, not a lot of children get that privilege. So it's important to us that we are able to provide children with the books they need to get an education. Thank you.
You guys can bring the books here to turn them in. Can we have Chelsea and Dylan come up to talk about the Vinci Yay! Park Fall Festival? Yeah.
The Vinci Park Fall Festival is on October 25th, and we currently have around 10 or 11 volunteers. We need around 5 or 6 more, so if you would like to go on the Facebook page on UNICEF, and I'll probably be posting it after 7 today, and you can apply. Yeah.
So it's going to be at Vinci Park Elementary School, and we're going to be helping set up and run the festival's activities for the kids. And it's on Friday, October 25th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Can we get Mary to talk about her Light the Night event?
So she currently has 9 volunteers, so there's a lot more room, and basically you guys just walk around and get your acts in hours. And unlike other clubs, when you guys walk, it's for free, so you don't have to pay like you do for Key Club and Interact. So yes. Sign up with Emery, or you guys can talk to me after the meeting. Yeah. Can we have Rutina and
Hi guys. So we'll be having recycling every Tuesday right after 6th period. And if you don't have a 7th period, you should come because there's going to be free food. So please come.
Thank you.
Yay! So we have a UBA meeting next week on Sunday, which will be on October 27th. It will start at 1. The end time, we're not sure yet, but it will be located at the Martin Luther King Library. And we encourage you guys to come to learn and hear about what we our opinions on how we can improve UNICEF Bay Area and such. Oh, and you guys go, you guys get an act, yeah.
Thank you for everyone who came to our table and purchased our mug teas. Just a reminder that you guys can send a picture if you purchased one to our secretary, Alyssa, right there, to get an act.
Okay, so now we will begin with our weekly activities. Can we get our leaders up here? Yay!
Okay, so introduce yourself and then proceed with your activity.
So Sydney starts first.
Sorry.
Okay. Hello everyone, my name is Sydney, if you guys didn't know, and I'm a board member of UNICEF.
I'm Brittany and I'm a board member.
I'm Catherine and I'm a co-media.
Before we start Jeopardy, here's some background info about children's rights. So some children around the world suffer in child labor, marriages, and having rights taken away due to not having a birth certificate. Children's rights include no discrimination, acknowledging the voice of a child, considering what's best for a child, and having appropriate safety and protection. Education is crucial for children because it will benefit them in the future when they're released into society, and it will prevent poverty, racism, gender discrimination, and etc. And by simply spreading word about children's rights through social media and participating in events such as UNICEF events, it will help raise awareness and fight for children's rights.
All right, so on your tables, there should be a card with a number. If you are at a table without a number, please try to like find the closest group that has a number. Not every group will have a chance because due to limited time, we have limited questions. But you know, try to engage and participate.
Okay, so we'll be spinning the wheel to see which group gets to start and pick their question.
Group number 11. Group 11,
do we
should be that corner. Group 11, what would you like to choose?
Ooh. Okay, yeah, that was
Okay. By 2030, what is the predicted crisis for education? Is it A, more than 25% of children will not have basic skills? B, schools will shut down for teachers to strike? C, education will not be as prioritized as right now? Or D, our school districts will shut down when the air quality is bad? Oh, you guys can come up if you guys can't see the board. Okay. Is it A? Correct answer choice is A. All right. By 2030, UNICEF's most biggest fear for education is that more than 1/4 of children worldwide will be unable to go to schools due to any reason, like they don't have transportation or they have to work. Thus, like it's just decreasing in education rates.
Okay.
Okay. Next question. Do they go? Do you spin the wheel? Okay. Okay. Group number one. Oh, that's all of you. Okay.
Pick the question.
Education for 300 is already out. Oh, we need to keep score. Basic rights for 200. Wait, shoot, I can't see it.
So name two ways that children are deprived of their rights.
So she said some will be forced into labor and some can't go to school. Answer choices include...
So there's actually not like, there's a lot of correct answers for this one, but some answers include like what she said, some are forced into child labor and some are forced into marriage at a very young age, and some are like transportational issues and they just can't get to school.
Okay. Next group will be group number five.
Oh.
Over here?
Education for 200?
Education for 200.
Bro.
Oh,
is that yours?
Oh. Oh, sorry. In developing countries, how many children are denied the right to education? Is it A, 1 in 5 children, B, 1 in 10 children, C, 1 in 100 children, or D, 1 in 20 children? B is not the right answer. It is A, 1 in 5 children. Which is why in the earlier questions, it says 25% will be denied basic rights. About 1 in 4 to 1 in 5 will also be denied the right to education. Okay.
So we'll be able to do one more question.
Can I go for 400?
Wait, spin the thing.
Oh yeah, sorry. Group number six. Should be back there.
Is it? Do you remember? I don't
know. Group number six. Oh wait, I think we already did education 200. Labor 200. You don't want to do any 400s? Oh wait, okay. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So why is it difficult to get rid of child labor? A, child labor is hidden from governments. B, the government just does not care. C, employers need a child workforce. And D, children enjoy making money. So A is correct. So in many third world countries, child labor is actually really prominent. And worldwide, about 218,000 children are forced into child labor. And many governments either do not notice this, and if they do, because the companies that use child labor are actually helping to improve their economy, they just kind of overlook it. And that's why the problem of child labor is just so hard to overcome.
Should we do one more? So, on the topic of this, sometimes we don't realize how lucky we are. We go to school every day. Sometimes we complain, but we don't realize that many children need school, but they don't have school, which is why it's important for you to participate in a lot of UNICEF activities, such as the upcoming Trick or Treat for UNICEF. Our funds will go to help these children in need, which is why our participation really affects them.
Thanks, everyone, for participating.
Oh yeah! Winner is group 11 because they chose the highest one, 300.
You never called group 4. You never chose 2.
Which one's group 11?
Okay, so back to photo of the week. We're gonna do our trivia question. Once again, if you answer correctly, you will get a prize. The question is, what is currently happening in northern Syria and what is the right of children that is being neglected because of that event?
Yes.
Currently in northern Syria, there are wars and the right of children that is being neglected is they are being displaced from their homes and...
Yes, very good. Okay, so you can come up here after the meeting to get your prize.
So if you guys haven't known, we have decided to do a podcast for our club. So if you guys want to check that out, a link will be posted on our Facebook group page. But other than that, we will also pub it this evening. Yeah, so here are some other sites of where you can find our podcast. Yeah, other than that, yes.
Join our Facebook page.
Make sure to join our Facebook group page for more updates on our club and et cetera. Yeah. All right, other than that, thank you guys for coming to our meeting. Really appreciate it. And thank you for engaging in our activity. Have a good day, everyone. One little note, if you guys haven't gotten a TOT box yet from last week or the week before that, please come up to Alyssa to get one. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, that will end the podcast.